Hello everyone, my name is Anne Teato and welcome to the Psychic Matters podcast, episode number 85. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the show and do leave me a written review to help the Psychic Matters podcast climb up those important podcast charts. Written reviews are the way to do that. So if you could leave me a written review, I'd be so, so grateful. Head over to my website this week, annteato.com, annteato.com, and check out all the new courses that I've got on offer. Come and learn with me the secrets of psychics and seers. Learn how to communicate and befriend your spirit guides. Come and learn remote viewing, how to travel through all of time and space. Maybe you'd prefer to book yourself a spiritual assessment to see where you are up to on your spiritual path. Join one of my new development circles or come and enjoy some one-to-one private coaching with me, just the two of us in a Zoom room, looking at bringing out your unique spiritual talents. Lots of new classes available to you this week. Just head on over to annteato.com. Meanwhile, success isn't always what it seems from the outside. My next guest, Bill Heinrich, speaks from experience with nearly 30 years of research, investigation, and experimentation. Bill says he has found the answers that allow anyone to live their life with passion, purpose, and prosperity, creating a foolproof blueprint to follow that guarantees success. I really hope you enjoy this week's podcast. Today in the Psychic Matters studio, Bill Heinrich joins us. Bill is an expert coach for top executives and entrepreneurs who have discovered that success and money does not equal fulfillment or happiness. Bill is known as the life purpose guy. And if you are listening and you are feeling just a little bit off track, or you're questioning what success is or what it could mean to you, or if you feel you just don't know what your personal purpose is or what you're here to achieve, Bill is here to help you. Bill Heinrich, welcome to Psychic Matters.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here. I really appreciate you having me in as a guest, Anne.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. Thank you for taking the time and your busy schedule to share your wisdom and knowledge with us today. So, Bill, how do we fast track to the life we desire, and how do we find our purpose?
You know, I'm going to go real quickly. Nearly 30 years ago, I walked away from my life because I was so miserable. I couldn't stand it anymore. Literally walked out the door 2 days after Christmas. I was in a relationship. I just said, I'm so miserable. I've got to go find out why. And I never came back. And I went off and changed everything but my name and have been researching this ever since, almost 30 years. Here are things that I have found that people want to listen to. Number one, everyone's living life with a blindfold on and they're making decisions based upon who they aren't. Because of that, there's always constant stress, overwhelm, and a life of suffering, really. So I am the divine purpose guy. I show people how to live their life purpose. And I've studied this thoroughly. The difference between, and I'm, you know, extremely intuitive. I'm an energetic empath. But the thing that I found, the only thing that matters to me is I now know there is a heaven and hell. No question in my mind about it, but it's on earth. Heaven is the non-physical side of earth. Hell is the physical side. Now, let me explain. We live in two dimensions. So everybody listening to this, your purpose, your life purpose is not what you do. Let me repeat that. If whatever you're doing, you're like, oh, this is it. This is my purpose. And the answer to that is absolutely not. Your purpose is the energy that you do anything with. The energy behind every thought, word, and action.
I'm just digesting that, Bill. So your purpose is the energy.
Right.
Okay.
Now, let me explain it further. We live in two dimensions. We live in a physical dimension. Okay. Life, wearing life on earth. But everybody thinks that it's kind of like the be all end all. But what they're focused on is trying to get to death safely. rather than living fully. They're living from a defensive place, a protected place, because that's what we're taught in the physical environment. We aren't taught that in the non-physical environment. In the non-physical, the universal energy, anything's possible. Everything's a vibration. The universe runs everything. Earth is part of the universe. And when you look at the universe, you can't even see Earth. In fact, they just took a picture. I saw on the news this morning of a new Milky Way galaxy, 1 billion light years away from Earth. A light year is how long it takes for light to travel around the sun, right? And it goes at 56,000 miles a second to give you an idea how vast the universe is. But we live here on Earth and we're just trying to make money. We need to survive. We have our basic needs, psychological safety, love and belonging, esteem, acknowledgement needs. And these are what trip us up and get in the way. If you come over to the non-physical side, when you're living your life purpose, when you feel the energy behind every thought, word, and action, you're coming from a place of love for the benefit of everyone involved, regardless of the outcome. The outcome does not matter. It doesn't matter. Because when you bring that energy in, miracles happen, and whatever's going to happen, happens. Suffering comes from expectations. Suffering comes from living in the physical, trying to do something. But, you know, people are like, oh, I'd like to tap into my potential. But all of your potential and all of your power is in the non-physical. It isn't in the life in front of it, right?
Yeah, I love this.
It's what shows up because of the energy behind every thought, word, and action. So when you're coming from a place of love, you're working with universal energy. When you detach from the physical, regardless of, I'm here to support with love, whatever the outcome is. I'm going to give my input, but whatever happens is cool, right? It creates such a cohesive environment because you cannot block energy. Let me repeat that. You can't block energy. Everybody's living in the physical, so they're living intellectually. They're living out of their head. So while you're talking, they're thinking of how they're going to answer or how they're going to defend themselves or how they're seek approval or whatever. But in the meantime, the love that you're sharing gets them. Now, it'll cause them to come closer or run away. Not everybody likes love.
Well, that's true. Okay, so this sounds great. And I think those of us who are listening, who work as a psychic or a medium, we understand what it's like to work with that universal energy in that space of love, in that beautiful place. And yet we still have to come back to the physical and deal with our daily challenges. So how can we keep the connection?
They aren't challenges.
Say again, Bill?
They aren't challenges.
They aren't.
No, they are in your mind, but they aren't challenges. They're just areas that you need more clarity.
Okay. Say more about that.
Well, give me a challenge. We'll take a look at it.
Okay. So perhaps you've had a family argument and you can't get past it. The other person is very stubborn. You might have all the love in the world for that person. And yet in your mind, you keep going back over that conversation. You can't let go of it somehow. And it stays in your heart and your mind. What do we do about those kind of things?
Stop defending. Defensiveness is the number one crippler. We have two ways to access our reality. We can use our head, which I do not, in fact, I forbid people to do, not only don't recommend it, or you can use your heart. Now, let's look at the head and the heart. The heart is connected to energy and only knows a vibration. That's all it knows. And your heart will always tell you the truth. If you sit peacefully and ask it a question, you'll get the answer. Boom, like that. Always tell you the truth. You may not like the answer, but it'll tell you. The head can only access, your mind can only access the past. There's no expansion. Your logic and your ego, you're accessing the past with your logic and ego. And the only purpose of the logic and ego is to defend you and protect you.
So how do we let go of that, though, Bill? I understand what you're saying, and absolutely, you make it very clear, and it's lovely to see it laid out like that. And yet, the human part of us replays. We're on constant loop with some things.
Right. And the reason you are is because we all have life lessons. So you have to look at the extenuating factors, okay? And this is the thing. I actually thought I was crazy when I walked away from my life. My whole life, I really thought I was crazy. I was just kind of hanging on because nothing made sense to me. It just didn't make sense because I had this inner knowing. And the inner, why do people work? And I was very confused because I have such wisdom. But the wisdom didn't unlock until I left and started doing that. So here's what I found out. We have many influencing factors on our lives, okay? Here is the number one thing that causes suffering. Your life lessons. Everyone has life lessons. There are 38 different life lesson paths. What does that mean? That means if you have a life lesson, you're here to learn something. Isn't that correct? Anne, would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. Yep, most definitely.
If you need to learn something, then that means you're blind to it.
Yep.
So you have this massive blind spot that you're living in. And you see the world from your perspective, and your perspective has always come from energy, although your head is trying to make sense of it, right? Because we're born perfectly. We come out of the womb, and here we are. They slap our ass, and everything goes downhill from there. Right? Because it's all about what you can't have, lack, we need to survive, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
So you must learn your life lessons because every challenge you have is coming from those. There are other extenuating factors, but the life lessons are the most important. Why are they the most important? Okay, we also have divine energy. I'll talk about that in a minute. But the life lessons, why would you think the life lessons are most important? Yeah.
Soul's progress? I have no idea. It's something I ponder.
It's what you've come to Earth to learn.
Okay.
This is your soul's lesson on Earth. And it's true for everybody. In fact, you give me your complete birthday, I'll tell you what your life lessons are. I'll tell you what's going on in your life like that. If you choose.
Do you want me to do that now?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. This is great. Yeah, sure. So my birthday is the 4th of March, 1965.
Okay. So creativity and confidence has always been your challenge.
True.
As you do things, you're always second guessing yourself. Is it going to be okay? Because the confidence is eroding your creativity.
True.
For starters. Okay. Listen to me very carefully.
Really listening.
None of that is true.
Okay.
It's a story inside of you, and you just need to make the choice to be confident and move forward.
Okay.
Because your creativity will just flow naturally. Now, to get to your life lesson, it involves, number one, cooperation and balance. So you have experienced codependence in your life, and you probably are now.
Correct.
Because you find situations where you're over-cooperative and under-cooperative.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, right.
Then the other one is power and abundance. So the two is about the cooperation and balance, what I was just talking about. The other one, the other lesson for you is power and abundance.
Okay.
Which this is like, to me, the second best lesson you can have, you know, having that in there. The best, you know, is about integrity and wisdom. But you see, you already have the integrity and wisdom, but it's being eroded because of the power and abundance, which means you have lessons to learn there. So you're in conflict with it. So for starters, you would have had experiences in your life where you have disdain towards authority.
I do.
Yeah. And you want to know why you're upset with them?
Why?
Because you know that they are expressing the power that you have inside of you that you're afraid to bring out.
Oh, I like it. I like it very much. Very true.
Huh?
Very true.
And it's just understanding this. So when you look at your life purpose, there's only one thing in life that's true. One thing. And that is how you feel. That is true. The story behind it isn't.
But feelings change, Bill. So what I might feel one moment isn't necessarily true for later.
No, that's not what I'm saying. When you have that feeling, like when you're doing something and you're stifled with creativity and confidence, and it starts building up inside of you, okay, people call those issues. I call those gold mines.
Okay.
Follow that energy and say, gee, what's the story that I really believe about creativity and confidence? What is it that's making me feel this way? There's a story. You can't have an emotion without a story. There's a story inside of you that doesn't support who you are today. This is how you're learning your lesson. And life lessons go across every part of life. Okay. This isn't just for family. It isn't just for business. Everything you do is to move you towards the settlement of your life lessons.
But it's very interesting you say this, because if I look at my life, I look at when I was at school, I was picked out by the drama teacher as being a particularly good actor who said you must go and study performance skills, you know, go to drama school. My mother wouldn't let me, and I had to go and be a secretary instead. I kept trying to go back to the performance and eventually got myself on my own path, but realized that even back then, there was no such thing as the internet or creating your own films or your own audio stuff or anything like that. And so you were reliant on other people to accept you and your creativity. And because nobody did, the door is always closed unless you're born with a silver spoon and connections to the, you know, the people who make the movies, then you can't get anywhere. So my lessons
That's not true. That's not true. We can come back to that. But anyways, go ahead.
Okay. Well, it's been my experience that
Because of the stories and the energy and your beliefs, flip that over and say, it's easy to connect with people. And I enjoy every opportunity to get more clarity and to move higher up the ladder, meeting people. That's how you're going to get there. You aren't going to get there. It's like, it's impossible. Like, these people talk to me, everything's shut down.
No, I agree with you. But I'm just saying about my life so far, or certainly my 20s and 30s. While I was trying to get somewhere with my creativity. So your confidence gets eroded because you can't.
Exactly.
Express.
It's part of life lesson. So, you don't choose to. You may have been were you at the age of majority then? Were you 18?
When I was trying to get into acting?
Yeah.
Or when I was acting? I was 18, over the age of 18.
Okay. So now it's free will and choice. No one has control over you. Up to the age of 18, there's a tremendous amount of influence over you where you're getting a lot of information that will never serve you well again. But it's the story. Rewrite the story about your creativity every moment of every day. I have a quick question. Does negativity serve you in a good way?
No, it doesn't. And that's been part of my history as well.
Let me go back.
It's like a therapy session for all my listeners. Well,
so let's pay attention to this, the energy behind every thought, word, and action.
Okay.
Now, the example you gave about being shut down by your mother, okay, let's look at your life lessons on that. What did that do to your creativity and confidence? What did that do regarding, you must have been pissed off, you know, the power, you must have been really angry at authority that you weren't given the green light to really continue this, whether you acknowledge it or not, it's in there. I guarantee you, because it's part of that lesson. And when you look at the cooperation and balance, you over cooperated for whatever reason rather than choosing yourself.
Correct. Yeah.
You could have chosen yourself and said, see y'all later. I'm going.
I could have done,
you didn't have the capacity. You didn't have the capacity at that moment to do it. It's okay.
Not then. Yeah.
Remember, everything we've been through in life is perfect. All these things that people call issues are gold mines. They're going to show us what we've come here to learn. Without a doubt, they're going to show us that. And you will see that it all serves a purpose. your purpose. And the more you stop being defensive, the more you stay out of negative energy and go with love and just let love seep in, you will see it flip. And it's like me, all of the misery I went through, and it was pretty extensive. Then I've had something since, you know, because I'm out here to learn in really extreme happiness and living a life of complete contentment. And I am so grateful for all of the misery I went through.
Yeah.
Because it allows me to connect with you. You can't tell me something that I haven't been.
Yeah, sure.
And it's that brings me credibility. It's not teaching you your purpose. It's teaching you what doesn't work is where all your pain is, identifying your pain.
Yeah.
It's how I make myself credible.
So I could go on forever about identifying all my pain. And I'm sure everyone listening could be like, oh, wait till you hear my sad story. But you just said there, let love seep in. So how do we do that, Bill?
Okay. Here's two basic guideposts.
Okay.
Okay. The first one is responsibility or accountability. Everybody sees himself, for the most part, as being responsible, but it's not true. You're playing a game in the physical. So of those two, responsibility, accountability, which one do you think is most important?
Oh, that's a good question. For me, I suppose accountability. I want to be accountable for what I do.
Right. So what you're saying is I want to be a victim.
Oh, is that what I'm saying? I would like to be accountable for my good actions in the world. Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, so that accountability then comes with a judgment from somebody else as to whether my actions are good or bad. Is that where you're coming from?
When you're accountable to somebody, they have control over you. You've given away your power.
Yeah, it's what I do. It's what I do. I obey. I follow instructions.
Stop that.
Okay.
No, you have your own life to live. Go create your life. You're being affected by everybody outside of you. And remember, everybody out has life lesson, have a blindfold on, they're making decisions based on who they are, and all they're trying to do is survive. So when you look at it as either surviving, which is what people do in the physical, every action you take in the physical is for survival. You're stuck. The best you can get out of the physical is lack of clarity, work, and pain. It's the best you can get from our physical life. Now, if you go to a thriving mindset, I'm going to only look at life from the energy that I bring to everything. And I'm going to let go of the results. Because if I'm coming from an energy of love, like attracts like. So if you're hanging out doing what everybody says, they love it because they've got control of you. They can, you know, they're just, you've sort of become their puppet, so to speak.
Right.
Look at it as thriving. Do I want to thrive? Do I want to survive? If you just want to survive, hang out in the physical, believe all the stuff these people tell you, everything else that's in the print, everything else. Or you can thrive by coming over the other side, not working with a goal and an expectation in the physical, but working with an intention that you feed with energy.
Well, I want to thrive, Bill. That's what I want to do.
Why do you want to? Why don't you just claim it and say, I am thriving? Wanting is a state of being.
Okay, I am thriving, and my listeners are all thriving too.
Yeah. In fact, you know, language is so important. In fact, I have a free book for anybody listening to this. It's called Clarity Has No Story. Let me repeat that. Clarity has no story. When you're clear, people are always throwing stories on things because they're looking for acceptance. They're being defensive. It's just this story of blah, 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 rather than just, boom, you know, straight in. So learning about language is very important. So this book, Clarity Has No Story, Shaman's Guide to Mastering the Law of Attraction, go to my free book, myfreebook.me, myfreebook.me, and you can download a copy of it. Oh, I have another book on Amazon. This is everything I use in my consulting and coaching practice. It's called The 7 Levels of Truth, and that's available on Amazon. And that's everything that I teach people is in that book. So the reason the name of the book is The 7 Levels of Truth is because we have 7 chakras and we have energies running through the chakras. And the 7 levels of truth are the energies that flow through the 7 chakras. So at the root, it's compassion. It goes compassion, divine creation, divine order, divine healing, divine authentic self-expression, divine truth, and divine power. Everyone on earth has all 7 of those energies, but we have them in different proportions. This is what makes the snowflake effect, your energy. What you're seeing in the physical is a complete facade, including yourself. When you energize it, it changes instantly. Instantly. And these energies in the universe, there's duality. Okay. There's something called polarity, one of the universal laws. Everything has 2 sides to it. So these energies, if we take the energy of divine compassion, okay, we have to look at it from a place of duality. Duality would be extremely bad, extremely good, supposedly, but neither is true. Because perfection is being balanced in the middle. So the over-serving, can't say no, have to do it. I have one client I worked with. All we worked on for 2 months was for her to learn that no is a complete sentence. She was so afraid people would hate her if she said no. And she had so much divine compassion, she couldn't help herself. Now, on the other side of divine passion, would be somebody that's crass and could care less with no compassion.
Yeah.
So your purpose is flowing through you right now, but the only way you can identify it is energetic. And the way you do that is when you're doing something and it doesn't feel right, you have to stop and say, okay, what's the story behind this? Why don't I feel good? Because there's nothing in front of you. There's nothing in the world but you. The only thing you ever see is you. You're seeing a reflection of yourself, and like attracts like. So the higher you move up in vibration, the reflections change fast, very fast.
So when I say no, when I say yes, obviously a lot to a lot of things, because I always sort of think, well, I wonder if I can make that happen to help that person out, rather than saying, no, it doesn't suit my schedule. I'm too busy.
What you're doing in that
moment. I try to help someone on their path. I try to, if I can help them.
What you're doing in that moment is you're abandoning yourself.
Okay.
You're saying, I don't matter. What you're looking for when you do that is payoff. You've already said that. Believe me, you're looking for a payoff and you're afraid of what they're going to say if you say no.
I wonder if that's right. Let me ponder that.
No, don't wonder. you can take anything I'm saying right to the bank.
Okay. I'm just wondering if that's right, because I feel I speak hopefully on behalf of my listeners, but because I know what it's like to not get assistance, if I can help someone else, I will try to help them. But I guess it is to my detriment that I try to help people.
Right. You can't give away what you haven't got.
Yeah, true.
So what you're looking for when you do that is a payoff in the physical from the people appreciating it. You're kind of getting love that way.
Yeah, I guess I am. That's true.
I guarantee you are. And,
yes.
And it's because you don't love yourself enough.
Oh, poor me. I need to love myself so much more.
It's so simple. Just love yourself. Make choices for you.
Yeah.
This is not selfish. This is called self-love.
Yeah.
You cannot give away something that you don't have. So what you're doing will deplete you all the time. You'll end up in a place of resentment, if nothing else, at yourself for having abandoned yourself. And now you've got to catch up and go do this and go do that and do the other things in your schedules, kitty wampus. Right? These are energetically, that's what goes with it.
It's true.
Yeah, I don't care what happens in the physical. I'll just follow the stream of energy.
I love all this, Bill. I love all this. This is all wonderful. And I hope my listeners are really getting a lot out of it as well. I know I am. Getting back to our focus and our path and our purpose. So we go, we see how things feel to us. But how do we know what direction we're even meant to be going in?
You don't have to worry about that.
Say more.
Well, your mind wants to figure that out because it wants to protect you. Okay. Let me give you an example. This is so funny. So funny. The pandemic. What was the buzzword in business when the pandemic hit?
I don't know. Wear a mask.
Pivot.
Oh, yes, of course.
Right. So I'm in this mastermind group. Everybody pivot. And they got to me, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to go sit on the couch. Like, what do you mean? I said, what's going on with the pandemic is the way life is all the time. It just happened to appear much larger and physical because it affected our daily activities. But the truth of the matter is this, our life is out of control. My life is out of control and yours is too. And until you accept that, you're going to struggle.
I'm not sure fully understanding what you mean by that.
Okay. Give me the day you're going to die.
I don't know.
You have no idea.
No, I have no idea. Hopefully many years time.
Hopefully. Yet there's people today talking to morticians whose partner said the same thing yesterday. We don't know. We only have one thing, the present moment. Now, get this. You want to write this down. Your mind cannot come to the present moment. It's impossible. Your mind can only access the past. So what you may call being present is having some intellectual conversation, but that's just shallow jibber jabber. When you show up in the present moment, you have to show up with your heart. You have to show up with empathy. You're going to connect and you're alone. But that's authentic. Everything else is just a conversation.
Oh, gosh, this is so much to think about. My brain is hurting. So my mind cannot access the present moment. So right in this moment, do you mean because it's already gone that second ago? So now I've only got that moment, which is now gone. Is that what you mean?
It can't come to the moment. Your mind will come in and give you an explanation of what happened. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Anne, I love you unconditionally.
Okay.
How does that feel?
That feels lovely. I love being loved unconditionally.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you notice how you're not using your mind right now?
Yeah.
You're using your heart.
Yeah.
There's the difference. Your mind is like a car. Your car, your vehicle is of no value to you at this moment because you don't need it. You get in your car and drive to the store. Use your mind the same way. Focus on your energy. Focus on what's disrupting your energy. Go back to the story and write a new story. Or, you know, I have a number of programs available. I have three different programs. I have a group coaching program, one-on-one coaching that I do with clients. And I have a super conscious mastermind that we just launched. And if anybody has an interest in any of those and really wants to get on the fast track, I give a 100% success guarantee. Now, let me repeat that. Anybody that works with me gets a 100% success guarantee. Money back. No questions asked. In fact, I will let them write the guarantee. How's that?
And what success are people having? What is the success that they seek?
Fulfillment and love. And when you have fulfillment and love, your life opens to expansion that's beyond your wildest imagination. I was working with a gentleman and his wife in Florida last year. She's really outgoing. He was so introverted and had no self-worth whatsoever. None. His life has exploded open. He got it. The part he was playing, he was like, oh, I can just step out of that? Yeah. And, you know, when I work with people, I'm able to give them their exact energetic DNA so they understand their divine gifts. I go through their life lessons. And all we look at when I'm working with people, we just talk about their week. Okay. Like yesterday, 2 days ago, my group coaching, we were 90 minutes on communicating with family, how to communicate properly, right? From a place of love, how to get it. Because family, it is our greatest source of lessons, obviously. That's why we chose them.
Oh, yeah. They certainly give us our lessons. That's very true. But Bill, and yet I come to this question. How do we survive, Bill, in this physical world with the demands that are made on us to live in a building to shelter us from the rain, which needs to be paid for, which means we have to get a job, which means we have to bring in money. We have to do certain things here in the physical. We can't be floating about in a metaphorical soup of love and letting go of everything. So how do we do that? How do we
act? Well,
and therefore, because we have to do that, sorry, to add on, then
I'm going to ask you to change your statement.
Okay. It's a question rather than a statement.
Your question, because your whole question deals with survival.
Okay.
How do you thrive?
Okay. How do we?
You reach a point of self-actualization where you do your free will and choice to choose what's best for you. Period. End of conversation. People who don't that are people that have agenda control you because they're accustomed to you being accountable. But when you become responsible, energetically responsible, and you say no when somebody wants something done, do you know what happens? You open a little crack in these old issues and stories inside of you, and you bring in more power instantly. Because if you're not stepping into your lesson and you're stepping away from it, you're creating more energy and more power. When you come from a place of thriving, it's just energetic. It's like whatever's going on, there's a story inside of you that's creating fear, and you flip it. You go, look, there's a situation. I'm going to come at it from love and look for any possibilities with it so it gets resolved for the benefit of all involved. You know, get this. You want to hear something that's amazing? There's only two emotions.
Okay. I'm waiting.
There's only two.
Tell me what they are.
Love and fear. Which one's in the physical? Which one's in the non-physical?
Well, love would be in the non-physical.
Fear is always in the physical.
Let me take you back, though. I want to come back to this question of how we thrive in the physical world to find our life's purpose, because you're the life purpose guy. You've already said purpose is love, connecting purpose is energy. And yet sometimes we wonder what we're put here on earth to do in that. What job do we want to do? What things do we want to follow? What passions do we want to follow?
Listen, once you understand thriving and surviving, and you understand the fact that all we're doing is improving your quality of life on earth. That's all we're doing. And the only way to prove it is energetically. So to begin with, you just have to notice when you're making survival statements or you're making a thriving statement. Everything flows to me easily. Like I'm tapped into universal energy. I have so much potential, so many things going on in my life that are phenomenal possibilities. It's just amazing. You know, do I worry? Yes. Do I fear? Yes, because it's part of the physical experience, but I don't base my life on it anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, this is really scaring me. What am I afraid of? Okay. We're going to change that. Here it is. I'm going to energize it with positive energy. Everything's going to be perfect. There's only one thing wrong with the universe, Anne. Do you know what it is?
No.
It's your perception of it.
Okay.
If you join, understand the universe and energetically focus on connecting to it, your life will change so fast. You know what's amazing about this is this isn't a 30-day program. It's a lifetime program. Because your life lessons, as you grow and expand, you just re-enter them again. They just show up differently the next time. But because you're falling energy, you'll be able to tell what they are instantly. You won't be able to tell in the physical what they are, right? So the change is instant gratification. Somebody wants you to do something and you say, well, I would so love to help you, but I'm so booked right now. I'm sorry, I can't. And you walk away. You're going to go, yes, I said no. I'm loving myself. What am I doing with myself now? I'm taking care of myself. I'm making choices for me. Because the more you make choices for you, the more you know you, the more you know yourself intimately, the more you have to share.
Yeah, I love that. That's really, really powerful.
You also, you know, just look when you're talking to somebody, are they coming from survival or driving in the conversation? So if they're coming from survival, they're on attack. Like they've got an expectation. They want something that needs to be met. This is going on all around us all the time.
Well, that's why I've stopped taking my telephone to the bedroom and why I don't look at my phone in the mornings, because the phone is just full of everybody else's expectation of me. It's not my priority. It's theirs.
And it's
a little
that,
step of self-care.
Yeah, well, that's very responsible, Anne.
Thank you.
How does that feel to you?
It feels great. It feels marvelous. I go for a walk over the fields with a dog. I'm happy. I'm joyful. I'm free.
And how long did it take you to feel that way?
A nanosecond.
Yeah. Instant gratification. Now, you walking through the field with your dog, you need to do that more because your energy just expanded way out. You're like, oh, this is what feels right to me. So you're feeding yourself good energy. You're loving yourself.
I agree, Bill. However, the rent needs paying. So I have to anchor myself back at the computer.
No, there's actions that you're going to take to follow through with the responsibilities you've chosen. That's all it is. You're in an accountable position. I got to go slave. I got to go make money at all. Abundance is our life. It's our birthright. If you'll get out of lack and get out of fear and step over on the abundant side, stuff just flows in.
What do you think might flow in if I don't anchor myself to the computer? Where am I going to get my money from?
That's not what I said. Is the computer really an anchor?
It is.
An anchor is physical.
Okay.
So you have bad energy when you sit in front of the computer to start with. And you're sitting in front of the computer out of choice from a standpoint of survival and needing to live rather than saying, I'm expressing my creativity.
Well, I think it depends. If I'm doing my administration, yes, I feel anchored. But if I'm teaching a class of students who don't
exactly.
love, I'm joyful, I'm happy. Yeah.
And your administration is part of the responsibility. Now, you don't have to do it. You probably force yourself to do it out of lack because you're afraid to hire somebody and have the free time to go walk in the field. Because when you're walking in the field, you're going to attract more people who want to do business with you because you're putting that energy out.
Oh, my goodness. It's true. I must meet with you in a year's time and see what's happened in my life and how much happier I am.
I mean, it's completely an inside job. There's nobody in the world but you.
I love that.
The world's a mirror. So, you know, I have people, like energetically, I can walk in a room and just take it over energetically. Never say a word. And like when I go to seminars and things, then people come to me. I just need to meet you. Oh, okay. My next question is, what challenges are you having in life? Because that's my area of expertise. And if you need to meet me, it must have something to do with that. You know, whatever. But they come to me. You know why I give a money back guarantee, 100% money back guarantee on my coaching? Because if you don't get it, I can't work with you. If there's resistance, I have to let you go because I'm not here to convince anyone. Now, you have just had an experience that's going to change your life, Anne. because you've recognized the difference in thriving and surviving and the value of the walk through the field.
Yeah.
When you teach, you're doing that energetically. You're not doing it intellectually, are you?
No.
You're saying words.
I feel happy. You see the difference? Yeah. I feel happy if I sit and write, or I feel happy if I compose a radio play, or use my gifts
and
in
look
much
at
ways.
Creativity and confidence abounding.
Yeah.
Look at how it makes you feel. Look at what it creates. Look at the possibilities and potential it brings into your life. There's ain't nothing wrong with that at all.
You can see me glowing on screen, can't you, while I talk about it? Yay, I light up.
Do you see the difference?
Yes.
Now, why are you lighting up? Is this an intellectual thought or is it energy?
Energy, of course.
Yeah. Energy is the answer.
I love this. So how did you become so wise, Bill? Before we finish, you've said already that you walked out of a relationship when you didn't feel right and your life was not feeling right and you went and sought answers. So how did you come to all this wisdom?
I'm a very old soul. And the biggest challenge I've had as I've moved through everything that I've learned is my fear of being seen. This information that I'm giving is the best you can get, period. It's only about vibration. All the rest of it is BS. What you see in your life in front of you at this moment is a manifestation of your current energy. And when you work, no one can come to me with anything that I can't simply solve. Nothing. There's nothing they can give me that I can't solve. May not choose to want to solve it because they would be defensive and, the kickback, like a lot of your questions to me today have been kickback questions, right?
Yeah.
They're coming from the side of the skeptic.
Yeah, that's right. But we do, we question everything and we do come from a position of defending. We defend because we've in a pattern.
Defensiveness is the fertile ground for massive suffering.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Not maybe. 100% guaranteed. Why? Because you're stuck in a fixed position. There's nothing to defend. If you're defending, you're in the physical. With love, the more you give, the more you get.
The better it gets, the better it gets.
There's no defense with love. You're just there to be of service. So it's all about fear of loss in the physical, like you're really wrapped up in your accountability to the beautiful spaces you live in. You're not enjoying them. You're just always thinking about, you got to pay for them. I got to get them back to the anchor. Rather than saying, wow, am I lucky? Look at the life I'm living. This is amazing. Let's expand it.
Yeah.
See, you don't have challenges. You have absence of clarity. That's the whole difference. Life is just a search for clarity.
Well, I certainly think I've got a lot more clarity in the last hour than I've had for a very, very long time. And I hope my listeners will be feeling exactly the same.
Maybe ever.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's been fabulous talking to you. So once again, tell us your website and the name of your beautiful book that's for sale on Amazon and the free one again.
Okay. My website is True Life Purpose Now. Not tomorrow, now. True Life Purpose Now. The free book is Clarity Has No Story. And you go to myfreebook.me. myfreebook.me, and you can download a copy of it. It's all about language. You speak a language that stops you. For instance, you talk about money. Money's in the physical. Let's just be abundant. Money falls under abundance. So does time. So does gratitude. There's abundance of so many things, right? So the language you use, you want to use language that you can't. It's impossible to describe how it's going to show up in the physical. Okay. What do I mean by that? How does abundance show up in the physical? Abundance is a state of being. Love is a state of being. We don't care how it shows up. Gratitude's a state of being. It's not an intellectual. It's being connected to your heart. And so that's kind of what the Clarity Has No Story is about. The other book is Seven Levels of Truth. Bill Heinrich, it's on Amazon. And if anybody's listening to this and they want to do a 20-minute clarity session with me to see if this is something they want to pursue further in one of my programs, you can just go to speaktobill.com and get a 20-minute clarity session. I want to be very clear. I move very fast. I don't allow stories. And I take people through a transfer. The transformation with the people is so fast in the first 30 days, it blows their minds. They're just like, give me more. You know, it's like you know, you're going to go walk in the field more. I know that.
You betcha.
Yeah. Cause when you have that energy, it's, I want more.
Yeah.
So start looking at how you're blocking it.
Yes. Yes.
These life lessons are stopping you. But when you're in a place of love, you're cheering, you're blocking the energy.
Yes. Get out of my own way.
Isn't that the truth? That's like, you know, during the pandemic, everybody's like, yeah, I'm going to pivot. I'm going to go sit on the couch, get out of my way, see what shows up.
Just fabulous, Bill. Honestly, thank you so much for talking to us today. I mean, obviously, I could spend hours talking to you.
I could talk for hours on this. Believe me, there's so much for you. You know, remember this, we're all different. I don't tell people what to do because everybody's different. I give people guideposts. So you pick the ones that you can see you'll make an instant improvement in your life and get connected to that authentic part of yourself. Then you'll really notice the other side. It'll be very disturbing.
Sounds exciting to me.
Oh, it's just a state of potential and creation. Like that's where I live.
Yeah, I really like that. That is so beautiful. Thank you so much for that gift, not just for me, but for everybody listening. We really appreciate your time, Bill. Thank you so very much for coming on the show.
I so appreciate having the opportunity to share with you. And really, Anne, you were a tremendous host. And we're very forthright with the questions I asked. So it was good. I hope everybody got something out of this. And if anybody, again, has any interest in working with me further, they know how to get a hold of me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bill Heinrich there, everyone. And I really hope you enjoyed listening to that and taking part as an innocent bystander in my therapy session with Bill. I certainly got a lot out of it. And I hope that Bill's words have touched your heart as deeply as they touched my own. As with all my podcast episodes, there is a full transcript available on my website, along with show notes containing all the URLs mentioned in this episode, and there'll be a link which will take you directly to Bill's free book and Bill's amazing work. Go to anteato.com and look under the podcast tab, and you can pick everything up there. I wish you all a wonderful couple of weeks until we meet again. And don't forget, take time to walk in those fields, make thriving statements, and follow Bill's advice to tap into the universal energy as you realize your own potential and phenomenal possibility. My name is Anne Teato, and thank you for listening to Psychic Matters.